board members back. Would you please state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Marcus Ray Locklear. My ADC number is 290-469.
Thank you, Mr. Locklear. Your appeal of the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing this morning regarding the one allegation only of one. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, we do show that you were notified of this hearing back on May the 23rd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's the one where it was stated that your hearing would be held today, sir.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Okay, and on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir.
Yes,
I'm
just representing myself.
Okay, sir. We have five board members. All five board members are present today, and they are to my far left. Your far right would be the Honorable Mr. William Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my other side is the Honorable Ms. Leah Rittenhouse. And on the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.P. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair today, sir. We also have a meeting with us today. The gentleman that when this machine works right, that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Lockwood and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you so affirm?
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you, both of you. As indicated, sir, you have one allegation only one. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after being released on or about April 19, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission, Mr. Lockwood, I believe the finder is in violation of the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great.
Motion by C.T. Wright, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by Mr. Neal, and agreed by Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, you went into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase of your hearing, because in this phase, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you in the community, sir. But before we go into that, we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Then we're going to be back to talk to you, so just hang on the phone and we'll be back to you shortly, sir.
Can I ask a question
right
quick?
Yes, sir, right quick. Yes, sir.
Before you make the decision, is anybody I can, like, say something on my behalf when we're close to it before you make the decision?
Nobody's in the room that signed in for you as of this moment. Is anybody here for Mr. Locklear? Nobody's in the room and no one has signed in, sir.
No, can I speak on my own behalf?
Yes, sir, you're going to have an opportunity. If we get into phase two, you'll have an opportunity to speak on your own behalf. Yes, sir. That's one reason we're here, but we've got to get this background information, then you and I talk for a few moments, and we talk with board members, then you can speak and tell us anything that you need to tell us, sir. Okay.
All right.
So at this time, we're going to get some background information on you, and that will be coming from Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, so please hang on. Mr. Westby, sir.
On April 18th, 2018, Mr. Lockwood was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 23rd, 2018 by Mesa PD on a new felony charge of dangerous drug possession and use. He was back in DOC custody May 2nd, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of September 22nd, 2018 for abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 3 counts. Counts 1 and 2, 2.5 years. Count 3, 3 years. Prior conviction 2014, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate or threats noted. All other arrests on record Result of him charges being dismissed. His community risk score is a G2B4. I do have stats of charges from Senior Parole Officer Rich dated May 25th, 2018, at state where the county attorney's office charges have been refused.
There are no charges, and that's what that means, sir.
Correct.
Okay, no charges. Okay, so the felony is not going to show up an issue at this time, sir. Okay, Mr. Lockwood, based on information that we have and we were released, you were scheduled to go to VA at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, but some reason you didn't show up. Why didn't you have a report, sir?
Well, I'll make it simple and I'll make it honest and just tell you the truth. Like, I have no excuse at all, and I'm not going to even try to make up an excuse or tell a lie, because if I tell a lie, I'm going to make up another lie just to cover that lie and cover that lie and cover that lie. I'm just saying, I have no reason to, I have no reason to try to make up an excuse. I just did not report, you know, and that was as clear as you can get. I just didn't report, and I have no excuse for it.
Well, that's quite clear, sir. We really appreciate your honesty, sir. I don't show any employment. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what were you doing, sir?
I was building trusses.
Okay, and how long were you building trusses, sir?
I was like 2 days out, I got a job, and then when I got locked up, I still had a job, and I that's when my last time I worked there.
Okay. You know, I noticed that a number of trusses being built these days. Apparently, we're burning them out of these houses. I just see them going up and down the freeways these days. So trusses, so people don't stand out there and do it on the job. They just hang them up and put them up there. So that's a good profession. With all of the work going on in Arizona, all the homes that are being built in Arizona, that's a great profession, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I also show that we talked about it. You did abscond, and you said that you being honest, you didn't have a real reason why you absconded. But while you were out, sir, I do show that initially you were not initially, but you were picked up by the Mesa Police Department. What were you doing at that time, sir, when the Mesa Police Department picked you up, sir?
They come to the bus stop. I was at the bus stop getting ready to take the bus and go back to, because I was homeless at the time, so I just didn't check in, and I went to my girlfriend's house, and I figured I had a warrant on me. I said at the bus stop and he was there for another guy, and I told him, I basically kind of turned myself in. I told the officer, well, I think I got a warrant off my arrest when I'm checking into my parole officer, if anybody can check that. And then he checked it, and I had a warrant, so I just said, just take me back in custody to just do what I gotta do, you know. And like I said, I'm not even got no excuses to say why I didn't check in, you know. I just didn't do it, you know.
Well, once again, I certainly appreciate your honesty, sir. I do take note that they attempted to contact someone by the name of Michelle Rockley, and she stated that she had not heard from me. Now, who is that? Who is Michelle, sir?
That's my stepmom. That's my dad's wife.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's in North Carolina.
Oh, she's in North Carolina, so...
Yeah, all my family's in North Carolina except my fiance.
Oh, okay. And so your fiance is here in Arizona, and so were you spending time with your fiance when you were out, sir?
Yes, sir, but she goes to school at ASU, so we wouldn't be able to spend that much time together, but she was going to school where she works, too.
Okay.
And she got a lot together going for herself, but she's been in prison, too, and she just had her life going for about 7 years, you know, and she's just trying to do the right thing. And I was trying to do the right thing, too, but there was just, I had a lot of complicated things going on at the time, you know, of suffering from mental health problems, you know, and I take my medication for it, but once I hop on the bus, I left all my stuff on the bus, you know, and I just got off the bus so quick. I was trying to go to a different halfway house that they had set for me. One was Vivery, and I didn't get a check-in because I was lost in that little area, so I checked in with one in Mesa, and it was called the Mesa House, and that's where I stayed there for like 2 days. And then when I went to the bus stop, and I was getting on the bus stop, that's when I told the cop that I think I got a wound from my wrist, you know.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm sorry you left your medication. For that reason, you were unable to take your medication while you were out. Did you get any medication at all while you were out after you left it on the bus, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to make an assumption that you're on medication now. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir. I take my medication every morning and every night.
And is it working for you now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, I am so glad to hear that. At this time, sir, I'm going to yield to other board members who might have some questions for you. Board members, any questions for Mr. Lockley? I hear no questions coming from board members. Sir, I'm coming back to you, and this is going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. You ask if you'll be able to say something. Now, this is your opportunity, sir. So speak now or forever hold your peace, sir. So what you want to tell the board now, sir?
I have one thing I want to try to read it quick, and I know I messed up this time when I was out and that I didn't check in, you know, and like I said, I had no reason to do it, but I'm asking if they eat. This is my first time doing wrong and violating. Is there any way that I can get another chance to prove to the board, to prove to my family, most of all, prove to myself that I could be a good person in society, you know, and make it, you know, and hold down a job and do good things without having drugs in my life, you know? And this place right here is keeping me sober, and this time in prison has given me time to think about all my problems I have in life, you know, and how to better myself and do things for myself, and how to control my mental health problems, you know, and how to control my addiction to drugs, you know. And it's just that easy if I'm just asking for like one more chance, you know. I know I had my chance before and I didn't do it right, but if there's any way I can have one more chance to go out there and prove to the world that I can be a good person in society.
Okay.
And that's the end of my story, you know.
Well, thank you so very, very much, sir. We're going to ask that you stay on the phone, because in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law. You can hear everything that we say, and this will be the first time that the board members will have had an opportunity to discuss your case, sir. And then while you're talking, then we'll come back with the decision, and we want you to hear what the decision of the board is. The board is not in discussion, and we're going to ask that you remain quiet. This is an unfortunate situation for Mr. Lockley. He got released, and once he was released, he got off that bus and he left his medication behind, and as a result of that, he just didn't quite know what to do, and he didn't show up at Leeway. However, he said that he did go to Mesa House in Mesa, which was a great deal of a distance, I believe, from Elms in Phoenix, but it just did not work out for us, which is a very unfortunate situation. I think that a couple of things that come to my attention. If he had just called his parole officer the next day or something, I believe that the parole officer would have squashed the warrant if it had been issued already. But he did not take the time to contact his parole officer. And I really appreciate the fact, however, that he was spending time with his fiance, who was working on her degree, and I hope that would be a challenge for him as well. However, since he has such a short period of time before he will be released, and he is on medication, and it sounds to me that he's doing quite well while he's on this medication, I think it would be best for him just to go ahead and complete it, and when he gets out, he won't have to report to a parole officer, and he can stop using drugs, and he will never, never have to come back before this board again, or he won't use any drugs or anything else, that would take him into criminal ways. Therefore, I think it would be in his best interest to complete it, but I am prepared to listen to other board members who might have a different thought on this one. I don't hear anything coming from the board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be based on information contained in warrant number 2018W1198, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Lockley, as well as from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by C.T. Wright, seconded by Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. But don't look at this as being a negative, because you're going to be on in September. The 22nd, according to information we have. At that time, so you won't be on, you won't have to report to a parole officer, you're going to be on your own. And just put a plan together. So when you get out this time, you'll be ready to go back and go to work by building those trusts and be able to just live a good life with your fiance. And we wish you the best, and we hope never to have the opportunity to see you again in Orange, sir. And this will end your hearing. Thank you so very much. And if the COC is around, please put them on the phone, sir.
All right, here you go. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too, sir.